Welcome. We keep hearing so much about these antibody tests. I think people who know they have the COVID antibodies got to feel some kind of superpower, some level of being bulletproof. If you had the antibodies, you could live a lot differently than how you're currently living. I don't have the antibodies to COVID, but one thing I've been learning is I did just receive a huge dose of the antibodies to fear. And let me explain that. A parent reached out to me who got their son through what my daughter is going through. It was 20 years ago, so their journey was different, but it was a journey nonetheless. And she wrote an email, and there was one line in that email that I will not soon forget. She said, quote, "One thing you are right now is brave. Nothing will scare you ever again." And up until a few weeks ago, there were some really silly things that scared me, like taxes. I would just get so nervous whenever I was dealing with taxes. Certain things related to money that would always make me a nervous Nelly. But having gone into the darkest place in my heart and finding there is a way through it, a lot of my fears have dissipated. Like there are fear antibodies in my veins, in my psyche, and it feels very healthy. So I've told you about this healer, Dusty, and some of the things that Dusty says are very spiritual. So if you're not very spiritual, it might not always resonate with you, but you need to know Dusty is super authentic, super talented, no less than an MVP NFL quarterback and a very famous billionaire get treated by Dusty. So Dusty reached out to me a couple days ago, and she said she heard what was going on with my daughter, and she wanted me to know she has this special book, not Louise Hay, something way more spiritual, and it tells you the meaning of different illnesses. So she said she looked up the symbolism of leukemia, and in this book she has, it says leukemia means carrying ancestral fear, meaning families pass on fear from one generation to the next. And so I replied to her that what she said totally resonated with me. And she continued, "The ancestral line clears seven generations backward and forward." In other words, if you believe in the soul, and if you believe there's a spiritual meaning to what happens in your body, she's saying that my daughter is a very brave soul who basically said, "Let's clear the fear from the whole family. I'll be the one to step up and do it." And if you know my daughter, she's only three, but she is so feisty. And it just makes sense to me at some very deep level that part of this whole process is to clear the fear. Personally, I would have never found the courage to do it on my own. Leave it to a brave three-year-old to step in and step up. So if this is a little too far out there for you, let's bring it down to earth and talk about fear. And the question, what are you most afraid of? And are you willing to admit it to yourself? Are you willing to face your fear in a way that's less dramatic and less intense? Because if not, you'll be running from your fear your whole life. In the hours leading up to the call from the pediatrician about the results of my daughter's blood work, I was trembling with fear. I was so scared. All this fear was rising to the surface of my life. Fear that I had packed deeply just came bubbling up, and it was controlling me. I was haunted by it. A wise one said, "Only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live." Today, can you turn toward your fear? Can you explore it on peaceful terms? Can you let it move through you? Let it come and let it go. Take a moment to get more comfortable. And I once narrated this kid's meditation, and there was an animator, and we were describing the same concept to children. And the animator drew a picture of a thunderstorm. And it was the same mantra. Let it come. Let it go. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Let it come. Let it go. Let it come. Let it go. If your attention wandered, let it come, let it go. keep hearing about the antibodies. And one antibody that's really good for you is the antibody to fear. Because fear can be so controlling. As I recently learned, it can just sit in your system. You manage, you function. That was me for 46 years. Then we have to wait for some drastic, intense situation to clear the fear. Nobody wants to go through that. This is something that we can do consciously, peacefully. Clear it from your system. Only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live. Let it come. Let it go. See you tomorrow. Peace.